You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm managing it real well. It's a mentality. It's mental. It's a lot of people in certain situations in their own life that may not be at the forefront, that maybe had that at one point in time, but you got to know it's going to be bright days eventually whenever the time comes. So you just always got to be prepared, and you got to mentally take it as just experience. And anything in life, you got to go through different things so you can understand the message that God's trying to give you. So that's why everything I'm way more grateful for, just to come out here, to be able to throw the ball around and just be able to get on the field. Like, everything off the field, it is what it is, but everybody know when it's time to get on that grass, you know who I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shedeur Sanders.
Like a good smiler when they talk.
Good stuff from Shedeur Sanders.
Do you smile when you talk?
Depends.
He is a... It is ear-to-ear grin.
Show me how. Show the cameras how. I know the people driving can't see it. Show me how. Can I describe you talking and smiling at the same time?
I think you know what a smile looks like.
No,
do you not?
You show me what a smile is there, Tone.
Like, he has, every time he opens his mouth, like, the media will ask him these same tough questions they would ask to anybody, and he just sits there and has a nice smile.
Nice. Well, that's a very nice smile. That was a very nice look he just gave.
All the time. And
very hard for you to
very,
do that.
It is very diffusing, I think, right? How are you gonna have a tough back and forth with somebody when they just have it's very political.
You know what? That's a good point. It can take you off your podium there
disarming.
For a moment. Disarming. Yeah. Thank you very much. Speaking of disarming, the very disarming Quinshon Judkins will join us coming up at 7:02 this morning. I want to ask him what it's like to replace a legend, and how he feels about the pressure of replacing a legend in Nick Chubb in the Browns' backfield. 216-474-0092. I think the Browns, so far, and this could change, but it's only June 11th. I think so far they're handling the Shedeur Sanders stuff the right way.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, I don't...
I didn't think you'd have any big reason to disagree. Well, but I think they're handling it the right way.
My disagreement was, I think they kind of set up both him and Dylan Gabriel up for failure by drafting them in the third and fifth round.
Okay, but overall,
however,
you're thinking that, yes.
Everything after that, and at least the guys are saying all the right things, right? And they're not doing anything, they're not leaking anything to the media that would make you presume this is going badly. The circus, really, I mean, there were no national media there yesterday. I do find that interesting when you got people saying this is the biggest story of the NFL offseason. I'm not really buying it. I'm not seeing... At this time, when we had Johnny Manziel, national media was here. There's none of that. Now, maybe if Shedeur would have gotten drafted second overall, maybe it's different. I think for a lot of people, Shedeur in the fifth round is out of sight, out of mind.
Mitch had asked us that question in the text thread yesterday, and I think that's where it hits it, is that he's taken so low, is that you can't help but put him to start out fourth on the depth chart. You can't, unless they wouldn't have taken Dylan Gabriel. But because he's taken after Dylan... Because he's taken day three. If he were taking number two overall, you know, I think that's a freight train, man. That is something that changes, and maybe he's thrust into the position a lot sooner than what he's ready to do. But it just seems to be, there is definitely, he is the second biggest story in the NFL. The biggest story in the NFL is Aaron Rodgers, and actually he's kind of going down the ladder now because of Do you think that TJ Watt's a bigger story in his holdout?
I think it's a pretty big story.
Okay,
right
do you
now,
do you think it's bigger than Shedeur Sanders? I would say yes.
Just right now.
Once
the preseason games get going, if Shedeur is out there playing and balling, or I guess if Shedeur is out there and looks terrible, both of those are kind
of
stories,
one of those two
right?
ways. But like Trey Hendrickson sitting out, Shamar Stewart, who is a guy we were going to talk about last night
because
things are not good
yesterday.
In Cincinnati. You know, these are bigger stories in so many ways because I think that you have one day where the first day that cameras were there, he's not throwing with the team. Then today, over the next couple of weeks, today it gets to the point where Joe Flacco's not throwing in team drills. Mm. And it's Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. So there's very little of us to really get worked up about and get emotional about. All the emotion, all the hot air has been done with the media. There has been very little that I can say that has pointed. I don't think there's anything that I can point to and say, hey, this is starting to get a little squirrely here. And it's good because there has been times where it's been June and things have gotten a little squirrely with a couple of quarterbacks in the past. With this, I don't think it's that way.
Does it start to become a bigger story when a depth chart gets released, an official depth chart? Because that's when people are actually going to talk. And then the national media are definitely going to take note and say, whoa, really?
If he's listed fourth, then I think my argument becomes a true argument. And I think he's going to be listed at fourth, where I say he's already guaranteed to make the 53-man roster. And when you see him fourth on the depth chart, I think a lot of people are going to ask me if I'm sure about that. I think he'll be fourth on the depth chart to start things off. If he all of a sudden was second on the depth chart, well, now you got yourself a big time conversation. But I think that he'll be fourth on the depth chart when we start things off. And people may be critical of that and say, well, the Browns, you drafted this guy, he's a star, whatever. They will use the Browns as a vehicle.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Vehicle to try to get something going throughout the summer and throughout the early parts of training camp. Eventually, the helmet's got to really be strapped on. The pad's got to be strapped on. We're going to be going full tilt. And he's going to have to show that he can handle the offense, handle the players around him. And that's in any setting. Whether he'd be playing with the third team or whether he'd be playing with the ones, you're going to have to show how you can handle an offense to be able to move up that way, to be able to diagnose a defense and handle yourself to be able to move up. That's what he's going to have to prove. So as of right now, there is definitely a lot of hot air on radio, in podcasts, on TV, all that stuff. But within the Browns, no. I don't think it's that way. You got four quarterbacks. They're all saying the right things so far. I haven't heard Deshaun Watson, the fifth quarterback, they're saying the right things about him. So there's really nothing you can get upset about other than you just want a juicier story than what our arguments are. Shedeur Sanders did talk to the media yesterday. He talked about that QB room. Here's what he says about everybody getting along.
It's real fun having those guys in the room, though, because we all are quarterbacks. We all feel similar ways, but nobody always talks about it. So Joe's the old guy in the rooms. I joke with Joe all the time. Every day I see him. Kenny, he had his experiences throughout his career, overall. So then we just share a lot of the same things. And Dylan, of course, we're the same age group. So we just talk about our experiences just in college and everything.
I think that there's nothing that's kind of left unsaid with this or with the quarterback room right now. I think we all kind of know who they are. I know that there was questions before. You remember the Brian Hoyer, Johnny Manziel quarterback room where a lot of people wanted to make Brian what he wasn't. Including Johnny Manziel wanted to make him what he wasn't, and that ended up being scapegoat for Johnny Manziel, which it really wasn't because you knew he was a clown show from the very... I should have known he was a clown show from the beginning, but he ended up being the clown show that a lot of people thought he was going to be, including you. So that's on Johnny Manziel. The Baker Mayfield one where there was Tyrod Taylor, and we argued about whether or not he was quality enough to start the season or whether or not they should have just put Baker Mayfield out there. And now with this one, hey, there's four of them that are really ready to play at the beginning of this season. So if you have four of these guys, there's going to be different dynamics. And so far, you know, they kind of all know how to handle their business. You know, Dylan Gabriel's been through three different programs in college, kind of knows what it's like to be a professional in so many ways. Kenny Pickett's already been a pro. Joe Flacco's been a pro for a long time. And Shador Sanders, there's been a world of pressure on him over these last 4 years, both at Jackson State, taking over quarterback for his dad, where a lot of people were wondering whether or not this guy could be a head coach, and then at Colorado, whether or not they could resurrect a program that was the worst in P5 than to be P4 college football. So they're already well-versed in the pressures that come with the media and quarterback competitions, quote-unquote. I don't think the competition is there for Shador Sanders to start the season. I know that some people have said that. I think they're kind of filling time. I feel that you don't feel the same. I feel that you feel the same way about me when it comes to Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. Like, nah, they're not competing for day one starter. They're competing to make the active roster, but I think both are safe. I think the other two, there's either a day one starter out of the other two, which this is going to muddy the water. You have a day one starter either between Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, and the other one is cut or traded.
Well, how many examples are there where somebody gets drafted? Now, normally, again, fifth round picks are never in play to start at the beginning of the year.
Unless something terrible happens during training camp.
Yes, and everything will be compared to the Brock Purdy situation now. It's the most recent, and he's been to a Super Bowl. So, you know, there you can't ever say, hey, this can't happen. Like, clearly guys can move up, and we already know, like, again, I'll be surprised if Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett are here. If they're both here by week one, that will surprise me. But if they're both here by week seven, that will really surprise me. You know, it always seemed like one of them was going to get jettisoned if there was an emergency situation elsewhere or whatever. But this has to seem like a gargantuan effort for both Dylan Gabriel and Shador. They've got to be showing up to work every day just thinking, man, what do I have to do to pass up not one of these guys, not two of these guys, but the room?
Yes.
And most rookies don't have... Think of Bo Nix last year. Bo Nix last year, who ended up going where in the draft? Was he...
middle, late first?
12th or whatever? Like, Bo Nix got a chance to start pretty quickly. Like, did Shador or Dylan Gabriel honestly think they've got a shot to start immediately?
No, I don't think either one does. By the way, he was 12th overall. I think you just said that. So you were right about that right off the top of your head. I mean, we've argued about Sean Payton and Bo Nix so much, I'm not surprised. I think that every player, if you've noticed in the open media sessions when there's not been three, every quarterback has had a chance to kind of show in front of the cameras. And we make our own conclusions. We're going to draw our own conclusions because that's part of the fun of talking about football and about talking about the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. But I think that in that essence, they've showed everybody a chance to, they've given everybody a chance to show their wares. They've given everybody a chance to see what they have. And I think that they've handled this so far as of June 11th the right way. That can change week by week by week.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.